Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We're happy to catch up with Joe Mantegna now. You know him from TV, the movies, theater, hanging out at Wrigley Field and more. Joe, good to talk to you again. Sadly, we have to start with the sad news we got around here yesterday about two people you knew very well before we get to your latest project. So let's talk a little bit about Tom Dreesen and Walt Perezader. You saw Walt not too long ago, right, Joe?
Yeah, I saw Walt in January. You know, he was living out in the Las Vegas area. And I've known Walt for, God, well over 60 years. I was in a band back in the 60s, as he was, and his band was called the Missing Links back then, and I was in a group called the Apocryphals, and we were both playing at the Kentucky State Fair, and that started our friendship, and of course, he went on to, you know, great success with the group Chicago, and I went on to not such great success with the band. We did pretty well for a little while, but then I segued into a different occupation, and things have worked out actually very well. I have no complaints.
Yeah.
And but he was a dear, dear, dear friend, and I'm glad I got to see him when I did in earlier in the year. And and his wife actually went to grammar school with my wife back in the day. I mean, just a coincidence, you know, back in Chicago, back in the late 50s, early 60s. So we had a great friendship.
Great guy, great musician, loyal guy. I think they were married 60 years. And you also, like a lot of us around here, were very fond of Tom Dreesen and knew him well, right?
Oh, yeah. Again, and what's ironic, Bob, I mean, I got the notification between both of their passings within an hour. So in other words, I got a text basically. I knew they were both, you know, in really compromised situations. But I get the one text saying, just want you to know, you know, from Chicago, from the road manager in the band, saying Walt did pass away, you know, just a few hours ago. And then within an hour, I get the text, I just want you to know, you know, Tommy, you know, just passed away. And I thought, wow, well, heaven just got two great Chicagoans at the same time is all I could think, and on we go.
What they share with you, Joe, is they went on to big-time show business projects and never forgot their roots here in Chicago, always loyal to the old pals. It's another thing we appreciate about Joe Mantegna. Let's move on to happier announcements. Hollywood and Ivy on the Marquee Network. Brigham Avery joins us now. He's the man behind this and also the host of this series. Brigham, what exactly is Hollywood and Ivy?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Joe, good morning. Hope we don't have you up too early in beautiful Southern California.
No, I'm good, Brig. I'm good. I'm used to it.
Yeah. It's amazing. I just met John Williams, and, you know, I just want to take a second to thank you, Joe, for introducing me to Tom Dreesen. He was a great friend of both of ours. We met at Taste Chicago. But speaking of Taste Chicago, you know, it is, in essence, the anthology Hollywood and Ivy, an interview show of the first time Joe Mantegna went to a Cubs game as a kid, fast forward to the first time he threw out the celebrity first pitch. So it tracks their stardom, and it also tracks their Cub fan history. So that's the essence of it all. And we I want to thank our good partners, Leader One, because we're back on the air and making new episodes. We just did Pat Hughes, who I sent you some, and we did Miguel Esparza as well. So we're back in action, and Marquee Sports, thank you as well.
So these shows are running now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, Miguel Esparza is airing again on the 23rd, and then Pat Hughes will be up before the end of the month. So, absolutely.
Joe, this has to be a labor of love for a Cubs fan like you.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's wonderful about it is, you know, all of us in show business, you know, we do things. We do things for the press. We promote whatever we're working on, whether it's a film, a play, television, whatever it may be. And, you know, and you try to pick and choose sometimes and say, you know, you get inundated with requests. And you go, well, okay, I'll try to do that. I'll do this. But then you tap into a person, you know, and it could be an actor, an actress, a musician, whoever it may be, and you ask them, hey, would you be interested in doing an interview about how much you love your favorite baseball team, in this case, the Chicago Cubs? And what's interesting, all of a sudden, that person turns into a kid again. And they go, oh, yeah, that sounds interesting. That would be fun. And the next thing you know, you've got somebody, you know, like, you know, Bob Odenkirk or Gary Sinise. Or, you know, you go on the list, Mary Lou Henner. It starts running the gamut of men, women from all aspects of show business, music world, sports, whatever it may be, who want to talk about, you know, I remember one specific instance. Here I am interviewing, you know, the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, you know, this, you know, great band, great lead singer. And here he's talking about how he fondly remembers his grandmother taking him to Cub games. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a unique side to rock and roll. You know, the grandma is taking, you know, taking this guy who out the world is thinking, wow, he's my favorite rock and roll singer. And he's talking about grandma taking him to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what's been so exciting about doing the show.
Yeah. And can
Billy,
I say the
Billy Corgan,
Billy Corgan, exactly.
Yeah, the series Hollywood and Ivy on Marquee, Hollywood's most famous Cubs fans, including some Chicago people who have made it nationally.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I didn't want to jump on you, Bob. Sorry about that. But that what makes this work, Joe, is the fact that the Cubs did win the World Series in 2016. So we talk about the live suffering, and then all that's lost
right.
is found. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so where were you November 2nd, 2016?
Hurt.
And the producer
right.
says, he asks everybody that question. And I do, because it's what makes our engine hum.
Sure, sure. I was
right.
on vacation in California with the family recently, Joe. And I thought, okay, I'm out here. I'll put on an L.A. Dodgers hat, and my wife posted it, and I have received nothing but grief around here ever
sure.
since. You know what
of
I mean?
Course. Of course.
Yeah. You got to be careful. So I have to ask you about Criminal Minds, my daughter's favorite show.
Yeah.
It's back.
Excellent.
Did it ever really go away?
Well, it went away for a small time. I mean, we were done at CBS. We did 15 years at CBS, remember they said, well, I think this is it. This is where you've had your run. Good luck. Thank you. And off we went. And, you know, COVID happened and all everything. The world was kind of crazy at the moment. And we all thought it was over. And I did a season of another show called As We See It that I was very happy to be doing. And then I think what had happened is the syndication was out there. And I think the syndication went out all over the world. And what happened is I think our TVQ in the world took off to where we were one of the most syndicated shows on the planet. And their numbers were just very, very strong. And same thing with our syndication here in the States. And I think, you know, smart enough people realized, you know what? I think people would still like to see new episodes of this thing. And they gave us another shot, you know, the streaming with Paramount Plus, which in a way has been kind of a step up in the sense that we can do things now streaming that we couldn't even do before on network television. There was
right.
no commercials. Obviously, we're able to expand on a lot of areas. They certainly made my character, David Rossi, like, oh, my God, did you hear what he said? We didn't think you could talk like that on television. You know, you figure if any character is going to do it, it's going to be, you know, the guy from Chicago.
So, sure.
Anyway, so it's been great. You know, we've done four. We're in our fifth season now filming. I'll be there tomorrow. Our film for 50 years on Paramount Plus and our 20th year on television. And so we're on 20 and counting. And my hair used to be black. It's a different color now. But I'm very happy to be there.
You do a great job. It's a great show. And we look forward to also seeing Hollywood and Ivy on Marquee. And who else should we look forward to seeing on that series, Bergen Avery?
I was just going to say, thank you, Bob. It's going to be pretty cool, Joe, because we've spoken to Bill Hader and Vince Vaughn, and everyone we talked to
right.
was excited about this show. And
right.
think we're going to do a little a Bears show as well. Hollywood and Hallis is going to be a different variation,
right.
and what a great time to do that with the beloved, as good as they are, no matter what state they
yeah.
play in.
Yeah, that's right. Brigham, good to see you. Joe, always good to talk to you. Give our regards to Fat Tony, will you?
I certainly will. Fat Tony is alive and kicking. That's my longest running character. I've been doing that for 34 years. So.
Man.
All right,
sail
well,
on Tom Dreesen, guys. Sail on. Sail on Tom Dreesen.
Yeah.
Amen, Walt.
May their memories be a blessing. And Joe, come on in and we'll get a hot dog.
I will, Bob. You know how much I love doing your show and seeing you, my friend. I applaud your daughter's good taste in television.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Thanks, Bob.